Hey, Chase Down fans, it's Carter here. Me and Justin will be back soon. But in the meantime, for the NBA playoffs, the Blue Wire Podcast Network's doing a special roundtable podcast pulling from all the pods in the network called Blue Wire Buckets. It's going to be up three times a week. Here's a segment from the most recent episode. Can we talk about the Nuggets game? Because that was actually fun.
Yes. So Nuggets Spurs, after losing game one at home to San Antonio, Denver comes back winning 114-105. But this was not without drama. The Nuggets trailed by as many as 19 at some point in the third quarter. And they were able to just come back and win it. Their 39-point fourth quarter, they outscored the Spurs by 16 points in that final frame. Jamal Murray went bonkers in the final few minutes. The thing that I want to ask about that is, did anyone see LaMarcus Aldridge's post-game quote about that fourth quarter?
No, I didn't.
Ooh, I did not either.
He just said the same thing over and over again about, he was like, it's really tough when they hit contested shots. And meanwhile, he said that over and over again. Meanwhile, that's the Spurs' entire offense.
Yeah. You know, as you were saying this, I was looking through the box score and I was thinking, you know, it's actually probably pretty fun to play for the Spurs. Because like they just toss you the ball and say, go cook, young blood. Like, just go do your thing. Like, no, you don't have to, like, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, just maybe set a pin down, but mostly, yeah, we'll just give you the ball and you can like try to do some stuff. Like, it's just a pickup game. You don't even have to think at this point.
It somehow kind of worked for him in the regular season too.
And now they're scoring fine.
Yeah, that's true. I kept waiting for their offense to come crashing down. And it just never did. And like you said tonight, there was a point in the third quarter when Denver was like starting to make their big comeback. And it seemed like San Antonio was scoring on every possession. And I just thought, what is going on? All these constant mid-range contested shots, like Dan just said, Aldridge talked about, they should not be going in at the rate that they're going in. It's hard to believe how they've been so good offensively.
Well, I do think I don't know if you guys feel like the Nuggets are going to end up winning the series, but and I definitely count myself among that. But it kind of, if you are someone who thinks the Nuggets could be a conference finalist, which, you know, like with the Thunder, who looked like a tough matchup for them, struggling against the Blazers, who knows? But the fact that they don't seem to be able to string almost any good defensive possessions together is really scary. It feels like the Spurs pretty much got whatever shot they wanted against them.
Yeah, I mean, in the fourth quarter, the
Spurs just got sloppy, I felt, on offense. I don't feel like
the four turnovers to Denver's zero, yeah. But the Spurs shot 10 of 19 in the fourth, so 52.6%, to the Nuggets 14 of 19, 73.7%. So unless Paul Millsap's on the floor, and he was for the entire fourth, they're not going to string together defensive possessions. And when you look at that game and the shots that Jamal Murray was hitting, just off balance on, he was 8 of 9 from the floor in the fourth. And I would say probably 7 of those makes were just off balance shots. Nikola Jokic only 3 shots in the fourth quarter. So he's a pretend superstar, obviously, as the trope's going to go.
Is that you?
it's so true or false now. And I think since we've seen it through two games, and I'll throw this one to Andy. Jamal Murray is I don't want to use the word X factor. He's the second most important player for this series for the Nuggets. Or can you even go most important if you think you know what you're going to get from Nikola Jokic and you're going to need Murray to have these quarters where he just takes over as a scorer?
I think the fourth quarter of this game would suggest that he is. The Nuggets are interesting because it seems like they have 4 or 5 guys that on a given night can sort of fill that role. Gary Harris.
You're way too high on Trey Lyles.
Gary Harris was kind of that guy for them tonight in the third quarter. Paul Millsap was the one who kind of kept them close for stretches of the first half. I think you could probably make an argument for 2 or 3 guys, and I think Millsap has the fact that he's the only thing that I think we can consider close to a defensive anchor as part of his argument for this role. But I think my very political answer is that you could go a bunch of different ways, but like I said right off the top, if all you watched was the fourth quarter, it certainly seems like Murray is the guy that can really truly take over a game. So I'm just not committing to anyone right now. How's that for an answer for you?
Oh, I'd like.
Yeah, that's your expert hedge.
Yeah, I'd like to jump in.
Can you give us a real answer?
Yeah, I'd like to jump in and, you know, be a little more forthright with my takes here, since Andy's really taking the coward's way out. You know, I think Murray is, and not because I think his ceiling is that much higher, though. I think we can all agree, like, as a scorer, he does have a higher ceiling than Harris, Barton, Millsap, etc.